What is up, everybody? My name is Zara Robinshaw, and welcome to my first podcast. Now, I will be trying to post these, like, once every week, every day, I don't know, at 9 o'clock, always. And right now, it's like 8:30, and I need the topics to discuss on my first podcast. So I went to Snapchat. And I asked some of my friends, hey, you know, what do you think I should talk about? And some people gave me, you know, the weirdest things. And a lot of people kept giving me, like, animals. People kept giving me animals. And I thought, okay, I can work with animals. Like, it was dogs, cats, and I really don't, you know, want to always talk about dogs and cats on here. So I told them to actually give me real, live topics. And here were the topics they gave me. Okay, let's look. One of them was mac and cheese. One of them was people, and the other one was about a short story that I am truly in love with. So, we are going to talk about that last, but first I want to talk about mac and cheese. Oh my god. Okay. Mac and cheese is my favorite food. I love mac and cheese. This is so weird. Oh my god. Mac and cheese is one of my favorite foods. Kraft mac and cheese preferably, because, you know, no one's better than Kraft. Along the lines of food, I really love Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. McDonald's, I don't want to sponsor me anytime soon, let me know. I love them Big Macs. Chicken nuggets, especially. Ah, I love chicken nuggets. And pizza. Okay. Domino's pizza. It's not good anymore. Let me explain. So when I was, like, younger, my mom, like, we went on a whole month with Domino's pizza. And this sounds, like, really freaking disgusting. And it is, because we literally would eat pizza a lot, and it was gross, and I can't, it was always bacon. It wasn't even pepperoni, like, my favorite. It was just bacon, and I don't like bacon pizza because of it. It's just nasty. So I was, like, really disgusted. I'm sorry to yawn in your guys' face. But I was really disgusted because it was bacon. And I love bacon. Like, it's just, eh. But, yeah. So, what else was I going to talk about? Cats. Wait, what was the... Oh, I guess I'll talk about cats. I have a cat. And the other day, my school had a 2-hour delay, which was really stupid because there was no, like, oh my god. It was, and, my cat was cuddled up next to me. She was loving it. She's so lovable. And my mom comes in and she's like, I need you to grab this for me and come outside and get something out of the car. And I was like, Mom, I am trying to relax with the cat. She's like, I don't care. Get up and get this out of the car. And I was like, ah. And it was raining, too. It was, like, pouring. So the umbrellas were in her trunk, and that's what I needed to get. So I went out barefoot. Went and got those two umbrellas. And the cat wouldn't cuddle with me anymore. I was so upset because I wanted to cuddle with the kitty. And she didn't want to cuddle with me back. So, kind of hurt my feelings. Okay. Let's, switch up the topic. Because that was really weird. People. People was a topic that I wanted to talk about. Really. What I have to deal with people. I give everybody a fair chance. You know, like, I like everybody. I will be friendly. I'm very socially awkward, so I will not talk to you unless I feel comfortable talking to you. Or if, like, we're in a couple of the same classes, or, like, you're very friendly. It's weird. But, today this girl just got on my nerves, and I'm like, yeah, I don't like you. The one word that I can't stand people using is offie. Because it is a title that you're giving to somebody when you don't know what they've been through or who they are as a person. They could be the sweetest person in the world. Just because they do not wear the same type of clothes as you or can afford the most expensive shoes on the market does not mean that they are not a good person. And people are giving everybody these titles, and it's not fair. It's not fair to them. And another thing is, like, that word is just disgusting. You don't use it. I was joking around with this kid, and I called him a noob. Like, everyone knows what a noob is. Like, it's an annoying person. So I called him a noob. And he knew I was taking it jokingly, but this girl didn't. And she made a whole big deal about it. And I was going to say something to her. And then I thought, you know what? She's really not that worth it. Because she's a noob, too. Because she's being friggin' annoying as H. And I didn't even do anything to her. So she needs to calm it. So that's that. People who walk really slow when you are trying to get to your classroom. Tell me, does anybody else get mad at that? Because I'm just trying to get to my class, and here you are standing in the middle of my way. The other day, I was trying to get to my math class, and this guy was just not moving at the bottom of the stairs, and I needed to go upstairs. And he was just waiting for everybody to get out of his way. So you know what I did? I waited for like a minute, and he didn't move. So what I did was I went around him, and I went up the stairs, and I went to my class. And this dude was in my math class, and I didn't know it. So, like, I walked in there, and I was talking to my friend, Elias, and I was like, dude, like, this kid just wouldn't go up the stairs, man. I literally walked right past him, and I came up the stairs, and it was just so annoying, and he needed to move. I really wanted to tell him you need to move, and then he walked into the door, and I looked, and I was like, damn, man. Like, this kid's in my math class. And I was just, like, saying about how annoying you were. Like, maybe if I told him, like, excuse me, like, can you go up the stairs? Like, some of us have classes to be in. Maybe, like, I don't know. I never wait for people to go. Like, if I need to get to my class and I'm about to be late, I'm going to make you move, and I'm going to get to my class. I don't care if you're late. I'm caring if I'm late, because that's my class that I need to get to. But if you're holding me up, I will make you move. And if I'm holding you up because I'm walking down the stairs slow, like, tell me, get off your phone and move. I will say, oh my god, I'm really freaking sorry, but do you not just stand. Or when people in the morning, when I'm trying to walk to my building, and you're just standing there like a moron, not doing anything, like, move. Like, I get it, but and then you make a big circle, and instead of, like, just trying to go on one side of the walkway for people to go through, you decide to just stand there in the middle of it all and block everybody's way. So, yeah, people are going to tell you to move, and you're going to have to get used to it, but there's nothing that wrong with it if you were in their way in the first place. But another topic that was brought up that I should talk about is this short story that I really love, and it's called The Pillow Man. If any of you have heard of The Pillow Man, you better send me a DM or whatever the direct messages are called and here. You better send me an inbox. That's what it is. Because The Pillow Man is great. Like, I freaking love it. It's a very gory, not gory, but it's a very, like, touchy subject to talk about. This story, like, talks about suicide, and this guy has a job, and his job is to go to the sad people, the depressed people as they were kids, and have the kids, like, kill themselves and make it look like a tragic accident. That's what he does for a living. But the story twists at the end where he meets himself as a kid, and he tells his kid self that he's very unhappy with his job. And his kid self, like, was like, wow, that's sad, I don't want to see that, and he hangs himself in a tree. So, the Pillow Man never existed, and he never made any of those kids commit suicide. So, that's a plus. Like, yes, they're going to have very sad lives, but they can help through it. They can get help so that it doesn't come to them doing and committing suicide. It's a very, very dark story. And yes, it does talk about suicide. And yes, it's like murder. But, you know, that's the stuff that makes us really think about who we want to be as a person. Like, do we want to help people, and we want to do the best we can for people. But maybe the things we say aren't necessarily always the best, and that's okay, because they can take our advice or they can leave it. And I usually give really good advice, so people always take my advice because I'm always right. Duh. But, if you really need to talk to someone, like, I will help you talk to someone. You can talk to me, and I can talk to someone, and you can be anonymous, and I don't have a problem with that. And people go through different times in their lives and different stages where life just sucks, okay? For me right now, life sucks, and I cannot do it, man. It's very freaking hard. And there are times where today I felt like I wanted to give up. I felt like what happened was my fault. Not necessarily what happened, but how I felt like I could have changed things. I felt like there was something that I could have done to change the outcome of what had happened, and I couldn't. So I blamed myself, and I still do blame myself, and I'm blaming myself right now for not doing what I felt like I should have done because I was scared. And because I was scared, I didn't, create the possibility of somebody's life being saved. I don't know if that makes sense, but, does in my eyes, I don't know about yours, probably thinking, oh, don't beat yourself up about it, I'm probably sure, like, you probably couldn't have changed it, and that's what the doctor said. The doctor said there's no way of, like, reversing the damage. The damage was already done. You can't change the brain. If the brain is injured, the brain is injured. But, you know, if, there was a way that I could have changed everything, I would have. And if that were to have meant me not being born, somebody getting to live a longer life because of me not being there, I would do it. And I know that I would probably get yelled at for talking like that. Like, I have family who need me because I'm the person they want to see after all of this has happened. But, you know, reality never really hits you until you're at the funeral. But, you know, if you ever need to talk to somebody, and if you can't get a hold of, I don't know, your grandfather that you tell everything to, or your best friend, or maybe an aunt or an uncle, please, please do me a favor and call the suicide hotline and talk to somebody, because suicide will not, it will make your family question what they could have done to prevent it, and you don't want that. Like, you, and then they're gonna regret everything, and that maybe, you know, they could have changed it, but you need to think about the children that are involved. And that's what I had to do last summer. I thought about the children that were involved in my life and how my nephew was on the way, you know. My nephew was going to be born in December. He was going to be born the day after Christmas. And I thought about it and I said, you know, this isn't how I want to go out. I want to be married. I want to have kids. I want to do things with my life. And I want my family to see that. And I don't want them to be seeing my body in a coffin at 15 years old. Now I'm 16. I'm a lot more okay in the head. Maybe not because of my current situation, but, you know, I'll get into that in another podcast. But thank you for listening to my podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed listening, and that I really hope it was interesting for you. A nice 20-minute long podcast. Tune in probably, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But, thanks for listening. This is Zara Robinshaw, you know, signing off, or whatever you want to call it. And, yeah. Hope you have a great day. Bye.